Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Art Show. Today, we are going to talk about the big thing in the news. If you follow entertainment at all, you know how flaky it can be when conversations about this person and that person, and who's doing what, and who's not doing things, and who's sleeping with who, and who's not sleeping with who, and all that stuff. Well, the latest one, you know, that's causing a big hullabaloo is this whole thing with Sydney Sweeney. And I'm sure almost all of you have heard about Sydney Sweeney and who she is, and she's a young woman. I think recently, maybe like a month or so ago, she was on Saturday Night Live and made a big splash on Saturday Night Live, and she's very voluptuous. I'll just put it that way. She's very voluptuous, and she probably doesn't like being thought of that way entirely. I think I've heard some comments to that extent, and I probably wouldn't either, but better than not being voluptuous. So, anyways, a producer by the name of Carol Baum, who's been producing films since probably the 1980s, I think, came out and said, well, you know, she's not talented, and she's not pretty. What's the big deal? And the thing is, she didn't just say that randomly. She also said this to one of her classes at USC, and apparently she's an instructor at USC Film School there on campus. And she asked her students and said, you know, she's not pretty. She can't act. Why is she so hot? And, of course, the article then says that, you know, hardly any students came to defend Sydney. And I'm thinking, well, if I'm a student and I'm in an instructor's class and they load me up with a question like that, you're pretty much expecting that she doesn't want you to be defending it and that you're going to look like a dimwit if you do. You know, the way it works is we all know how it works in reality when you're in school, whether you're in high school or whether you're in college or whatever it is. You pretty much want to try to get a good grade, right? And generally speaking, most professors don't like giving people good grades when they go against their grain of thought. That's just the way it is. It's just logical, right? People build these little foundations into their head, and when you disagree with them, they take it badly. So the students aren't going to all rush out and say, no, wait a minute, she's incredibly talented and beautiful. You're a moron. You know they're not going to say that, right? So they're probably going to kind of sit there silently, like most of us, rolling our eyes and going, wow, is this lady, you know, does she have a screw loose? What's going on with Carol Baum? You know, that should be the thing. What's going on with Carol Baum? Hey, maybe that'll be my subtitle of this thing. What's going on with Carol Baum? It sounds like it should be like a novel, don't you think? What's going on with Carol Baum? Anyways, so she has been a producer and for quite some time, but I don't think she's made anything significant since like Zapped in 2014 or 2017 or whatever it is. It's been some number of years, and she's been, you know, relegated to make Lifetime Christmas romance movies, you know. And by the way, I'm not knocking those because they are really, really incredibly popular. And by the way, don't tell anybody, but I like to watch them at Christmas time myself. So I'm not knocking those movies. I'm just saying that these are not like big budget, top finance movies. And here comes along Sydney Sweeney, who's young and attractive, and all of a sudden has a few hit movies, and one of them she produced. So I think her latest movie that just came out was an indie, right? So I don't know how much funding they got for it or creating it or anything. I haven't seen any numbers about that. But apparently, you know, it made like $200 million. So that's a pretty good chunk of change for an indie. I mean, that's a lot of money. So, you know, Carol Baum, for whatever reason, decides that she has to go bring this up to her film class, and the next thing you know, the whole world is falling apart for Sydney Sweeney. Oh my God! And so you get the obligatory, Sydney Sweeney's, you know, acting coach defends her acting, you know, and you get all this stuff just rolling through. It's all that little Hollywood grapevine stuff that just keeps coming out, and it's the old It's the old axiom that, you know, bad news is good news because any news is good news in Hollywood, you know, because you're just trying to keep yourself in the paper. Maybe Carol was doing that, or maybe she inadvertently thought that nobody would notice that. But, you know, she did it in an interview. So it's not that she just said it to her film class, but then she repeated it in an interview. And of course, you know, after everybody jumps on her, she said, boy, I sure wish I hadn't have said that. And you're like, well, you know, you've been around the block a while. That wasn't accidental. I don't think she accidentally just spit that out one day. Yeah, what's with the Sydney Sweeney thing? You know, she was thinking about why she said it. She had a reason for it. And whether it was a level of jealousy or bitterness, or she was just really trying to get herself back in the papers, is kind of immaterial, because, you know, she said it, she spit it out there, and there you go. You know, and so I don't think it's a big deal one way or the other, because let's just face it, in Hollywood, people are snippy. You know, they just are. People in Hollywood are just snippy people. And I know why that is. You know, there's only so much money floating around in Hollywood, right? In Hollywood, the way that these sort of entertainment things work is that whoever is hot, whatever that means, whoever is hot at the moment attracts the money. There was a quote by Benjamin Franklin, and I'm going to butcher the quote, so I don't want to give the exact quote, but basically what Benjamin Franklin says, and you probably heard variations of this, but Benjamin Franklin said, making your first million is the hardest. After that, the money just comes to you. And it's true. That's what happens in Hollywood. It's that I'm hot and money just comes to me. And that's the way it works. So I'm reading, I go quickly to Sydney's IMDb page, you know, to see if there's an update on it. And so within the recent period I think the movie she made was Impulse, and then there was like a horror film, apparently with a lot of screaming, wah! You know, great screaming in there. No, ah, they're after me, wah! You know, that routine. Then she landed a couple other things, and in not high-end productions, right? But now, all of a sudden, she's going to be on a Netflix series, and she's going to be on an HBO miniseries, and she's going to be in the Hulu series, Handmaid's Tale. And, you know, so all of these things, is because the money attracts itself to itself, right? As popularity attracts itself to itself. Now, for those of you who are in that wishy world of, you know, the abundance, you know, thing. Ooh, I'm going to manifest myself some abundance. Well, this is an example of manifesting yourself some abundance, right? You get some money, it comes to you, you get some attraction going, and everything just sort of keeps on rolling towards you. So I think Carol may have intentionally, I don't know, because I haven't talked to her, may have intentionally been trying to feed into the bandwagon to get herself back some relevance, and it slightly backfired, right? Because generally in life, you know, running around insulting people is not like a cool thing to do. That usually doesn't work very well for you. And I don't think Carol will be regretting this, because they're still going to give her a bunch more Lifeline movies of some Christmas thing with princes in it, and you know, a Cinderella at Christmas, or you know, whatever it is, Christmas in the Rockies, Christmas in the Bahamas, you know, Christmas at Joe's Cabin, you know, Christmas at the lake, you know, Christmas in your backyard, you know, Christmas at the city dump, you know, all of those Christmas somewhere things. So she'll be getting some of those, I'm sure. She'll be getting those Christmas things. Anyway, it was really interesting to see all of the follow-up from all of the other people who have to get their name in the swing of things too. So was it really necessary for Sydney Sweeney's acting coach to run out and say, no, Sydney's the greatest actress ever! Meryl Streep! You know, and you go, well, no, her acting coach didn't need to do that. Nobody even knew who the hell her acting coach was. But he made sure they did when this thing popped out, because he's going to get in on that bandwagon too and jump right in there. Now, Sydney Sweeney's publicist, I think, immediately made some reply, you know, to when the Carol bomb thing came out. And And her immediate reply was, you know, I don't know why she's jumping on successful women. See, playing the woman card. So you got to play that. So that's the first thing you got to do. Oh, I got to play the woman card. Nope, can't say nothing mean about other women. So that was the first thing that jumps out there. Can't do that. That would be a no-no. Men apparently can continue to say mean things about men and nobody gives a rat's ass. There's like no men's card to play. You don't get to go, man, you have to support the patriarchy. You cannot say something mean about another dude. That doesn't happen, right? Nobody does that. But the women can play that women card, and so she did. Probably not, you know, in a big, huge way. I doubt if that was her real thing. But certainly, you know, she thought it was necessary to run out and defend Sydney. I don't know how old she is. I think she's fairly young, you know, maybe 22, 24. I don't know what it is. But anyway, that's the newest hubbub. That thing, that stuff will all blow over in a week when somebody else is making another hubbub, you know, in the entertainment industry. But I thought it was kind of funny because of the way that these reactions, man, they just pop right out there. It's like, oh, man, I got to get my name in the reaction paper, whether you're a supporter or not a supporter of Sydney. And most people, by the way, don't run and denigrate the hot ticket, right? So there's probably not too many people supporting Carol, and if they are, they're probably not speaking up. They're probably going to Carol and going, man, what are you thinking? You know, that was beyond you, you know. But, you know, I guess, you know, for Carol, she's relegated to being an instructor at the USC Film School instead of making movies. And, yeah, there's that. I don't know how long she's been doing that, you know, and the Christmas things and all that. Now, for me, hell, I'd probably be like, man, I'll take that gig making Christmas movies. Heck yeah, I'll do it. And so Hollywood is just, it's built around the gear machine of keeping yourself relevant and in the news until you reach a certain level of stardom, and then you don't really have to do that, but people still do. And so, anyways, I thought it was funny. So it was good for just, I think, reporting out on this one, the Sydney Sweeney Carol Baum thing of 2024. So just keep that, and we'll put it in the record books and the archives. And keep it for a historical reference so we know what's going on there. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys at the next one.